Hi everyone, this is Special K, Kevin Lodge for the Black Flag Cast, bringing you another special edition from the maids of the My Cup of Tea Maid Cafe, the official cafe of the convention Anime USA, which will be held this Halloween weekend at the Marriott Woodman Hotel in Washington, D.C. And tonight I am sitting with Maid Emmy. Emmy, how are you doing this evening?
Very well, very well.
Excellent, excellent. Would you like to tell everybody a little bit about yourself?
I am a complicated one. I come from the land of mystery, spiritually, deviations, you know, things like that. So, I'm here to make sure things go well.
I see. And, being that as it is, why did you want to become a maid and what do you like about it?
Oh, I like scaring people, but making them happy is okay too, I suppose. Being a maid though is nice because I get to see all types of people from all over the world, and it's good to get out of the spirit world every now and again.
Excellent. what would be your favorite part of the job specifically?
I really like playing Jenga. I enjoy the games. I enjoy seeing people laugh and then seeing them cry when I beat them in Jenga. Oh, boo-hoo. But it's a lot of fun just seeing people.
And would that be your favorite game?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. I am the maiden of Jenga, as it has been known.
All right, the number three Jenga pro here. Remind me never to play Jenga in that maid cafe. Oh, dear. Well, what would be your favorite dish in the cafe?
Each year it changes. Each year it seems to get better. You know, people do better with creating the dishes. I really like the onigiri because it's too cute, and I like eating it because it's cute.
Fair enough. And what's your favorite beverage with that onigiri?
I believe it was a blueberry punch. No, it wasn't blueberry. It was something called Madoka's Tears last year. It was very delicious, and I enjoyed drinking it.
All right. What's your favorite anime? I mean, many of the maids are huge anime fans. Do you have one that, you just cannot put down the remote on?
I have two, actually. Right now, it is Love Live! School Idol Project, because all the girls are cute, and I hate it, and that's the reason why I like it. And then the other one would be Blue Exorcist, because the son of Satan is just, you can't pass that up.
No Soul Eater? Death the Kid?
They're too childish for my taste.
Fair enough. Thoughts on Death Note and such?
Death Note's good. I didn't give it too much time because Blair was just ghastly. Pretty cute though, but ghastly.
Fair enough. are you a manga reader also by any chance?
I dabble in it, yes.
Mm-hmm. Any favorite series?
I tend to go on the more explicit side, but keep that a secret.
A rather interesting one. Any particular publishers?
I don't really pay attention to that. I just, if I like it, if it's appealing to me, then I'll read it.
Well, if I may ask, is it predominantly U.S. English titles or Japanese?
Oh, yeah.
Titles, any doujinshi?
Yes, I do read a lot of those, but it's also like a once in a blue moon kind of thing when I'll spend all night into the next day reading manga, so.
Fair enough. Any video games you play?
Oh, my goodness, yes. Currently, I have been playing this thing called Destiny. I like it because I can be in space and I feel like I'm flying. But I also have been trying not to go too far into it because I don't want to lose myself in space. But right now I'm also playing, I just picked up Story of Seasons, and I'm curious to see how that is.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, speaking on that, I mean, you're playing a game, Destiny, which is a predominantly sci-fi thing. However, it seems your anime tastes seem to wander into the realm of horror. Do you see an intermixing of that, or do you see that, you know, well, I don't want to go too sci-fi because I kind of like horror too. I mean, are you divided on that?
I am divided on that, I would say, because Silent Hill is actually one of my very favorite games.
Mm-hmm.
And I really enjoy BioShock because of the sci-fi thriller futuristic, although it's technically in the 1950s. I enjoy that, but at the same time, it's more so, I like a little bit of everything, but I can't really stand first-person shooters, which is odd for me liking Destiny, but you give and you take.
Indeed. Actually, I'm quite surprised considering that one of the things that would combine both of these being the classic series Doom, and you say, I'm not one for first-person shooters. That's rather interesting.
Yes.
I mean, do you have any opinions on Doom itself?
I love it because I can chainsaw someone in half. But I also enjoy, like, oh goodness, what was it called? I liked Wolfenstein too, but I think I have to like something that's educational, if that makes sense. Something that delves on like history and something that could possibly happen. Like, that's why Fallout is actually one of my favorite RPGs, because it's something that is quite possibly capable of happening.
And what do you think about that also, the retro, especially in Fallout 3?
I love it. It makes me very happy to see a side of things that could happen, especially since the 1950s and 60s are definitely a time where things were changing in the world. And it's interesting to see that concept in today's age.
A very interesting point. Considering your love of the horror and such, what do you think about, you know, the fact that this year Anime USA will be held over Halloween weekend, and especially for you, how does that make you feel personally, considering your likes and tastes?
I am as pleased as a freshly eaten vampire bat. I am so ecstatic that it is on Halloween weekend because I can just be myself even more than normal, and it's going to be fantastic. I'm actually, because of it being Halloween weekend, I'm actually helping out in opening ceremonies more so than previously inquired. So you'll see me a lot during Anime USA ceremonies and masquerade and closing ceremonies and things like that. So I'm going to be all around the convention. It's going to be quite thrilling.
And what kind of horribly horrifying things do the maids have for this particular convention this year?
Oh, it's quite a secret, but I know that me and a few other girls are going to be taking it to the next step. So you better watch yourself.
And rumor has it that there is a discussion, the maids, as some of you know, do a lot of dance numbers and routines. Will Thriller be among them?
I can't say that it will, as it's not too Japanese unless we somehow find a Japanese version. But if it is, it might be possible. I'd be very surprised. I'm not a dancing kind of person, so I'm just going to sit back and watch that.
Well, one can dream, can't they?
Oh, yes, they can.
Or really just engage in a nightmare. As the case may be. So, Emmy, do you do any other fandom stuff outside of the cafe?
I do, actually. I am actually a fandom writer.
Mm-hmm.
I do some fan fiction here and there. I also cosplay, but not too much. I more so take photos and things like that. So I probably, you might see a camera in my hand throughout the convention as well.
Very nice. From one of our fans, for those of you who have been following, there is a position, there is a place on the My Cup of Tea Maid Cafe Facebook page where you can list questions that you'd like to ask the maids. One of our fans has asked the question, would you found your own maid cafe, or would you become involved in the formation of a maid cafe?
Well, because of where we're located at in D.C., it's pretty easy to get to all around. I take the metro. A lot of girls take the bus, or they just drive in, depending on where they're located. I would love to help out with an actual, like, year-round cafe, but because of where I live, it's a bit difficult to get there because, you know, being down in, you know, the depths of hell takes a little bit. It takes longer than, you know, a couple of days to get up from there.
It's a hellish commute.
punny. But I would love to help out. It would be really nice to have that year-round instead of once every year, because a lot of people seem to enjoy it and are disappointed when they cannot make it, or as we saw last year, we had more than we could actually sit. They were very crowded the entire time. So.
Well, I think that's a very interesting thing. It seems there is a demand for it. Is there anything else, Amy, that you'd like to tell my audience about yourself, about the Maid Cafe, or any of your work?
Well, the Maid Cafe, it's a great group of girls. We all vary from a tsundere all the way to a loli in some regards. We even have a mermaid. We're all kinds of crazy, awesome group of girls. I am the only one that comes from the depths of hell, while we have someone who's an android who you'll probably speak to. She's really great. There's a lot of different girls, and we're all just one big family, and we're really excited to have everyone and to even be on this show. It's really awesome. So.
Well, it's my pleasure having you. You spoke about being a fan writer. Do you have any of your work published where my listeners might be able to find it?
It's not – well, I do, yes, but it's not something I'm not too comfortable with yet. Mm-hmm. So, and it's a interesting fandom. It's more so for TV shows than anything. Mm-hmm. So I need to get – writing more. It's actually something I've been lacking on, but I've just been trying to get ready for the convention. So
understood. Well, Maid Emmy, I want to thank you very much for taking the time to speak with me this evening.
And thank you, Kevin. I really appreciate you having me on here tonight.
This is awesome. And I wish you luck in all your future ventures. And I wish you especially a great deal of luck as a writer myself with your own writing.
Well, thank you. From one writer to another, it means a lot.
Right on. This is Special K of the Black Flag Cast.